Thank you very much, Howard. Yes, the reason why I chose children's misdeeds for this month was to coincide with my son's bar mitzvah. So that's not to suggest that he's full of misdeeds. Mind you, you hear these stories of some children. There's the child who went up to the teacher and said, "Teacher, will you punish me for something I didn't do?" "Of course not," says the teacher. "I wouldn't punish you for something you didn't do." He says, "Well, I didn't do my homework." Once there was a Jewish kid who was sent to school by a Jewish school by his parents, but after 2 weeks he was kicked out. He was fighting, he was lazy. So his parents raised the money and thought they'll send him to a nice private school. But again, he was so badly behaved, he was so naughty, they kicked him out for his laziness. So they had no choice but to send him to a public school, a non-Jewish Church of England public school. Again, after 1 week, he was fighting, he was lazy, he was late, they kicked him out. So they felt terrible. What do they do? There was only one thing left for them to do. Nebuch, they sent him, this Heimish, a young boy, to a Catholic school. Weeks go by and the boy's still in school. He doesn't get chucked out. He gets good grades. The nuns speak so highly of him. His parents were amazed. So they ask their child, "How is it? You got kicked out of a Jewish school, a private school, a public school, but you don't get kicked out of a Catholic school?" Says the kid, "You should see, Dad, what they have hanging on the wall." "Don't want it to happen to me." Am I allowed to speak about these things in an Adas shul? Right. Yesterday we read the story of Parshas Toldos. Vayigdilu Hanorim. Yaakov and Esav grew up, and the Medrash there says in Bereishis Rabba Samach Gimel Yudalid, what does it mean the children grew up? When a person receives his son become bar mitzvah, sorich odom nitzapel bivno ad yud gimel shana, a person has to care and educate and be mechanech his children until that age of 13 years or 12 years for a girl. Mikan
v'eilach, sorich sheyamar, so from then on at the bar mitzvah, what does one say? Baruch shepetorani me'onsho shel zeh. Blessed be the one who releases me from the punishment of this one. So at that occasion, on the son's bar mitzvah, one says this bracha, Baruch shepetorani me'onsho shel zeh, and the custom is for the father to say it after he has his aliyah, it's said in public. So what is he saying? Baruch shepetorani, Baruch Hashem, I am now freed from what? Me'onsho, from the punishment shel zeh, of this child.
What sort of bracha is that? I am, thank God, relieved from being punished. When we make a bracha over a mitzvah, we make a bracha over a shavach, when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what is this sort of bracha to say, "Oh, thank goodness, now I'm no longer being punished"? Is that a genuine style of a bracha which we find in any case elsewhere? Well, it's something that a person does, and if we look at the handout we've got in front of us, Hilchos Brachos, Siman Reish Kaf Hei, although it talks there mainly about Shechiyonu, if you look in the middle of Sif Beis where the Ramah writes, that's the Rashi writing, Hagot, that's the third line at the top, near the end, Hagot Yesh Omrim, Mi Shenaseh Beno Bar Mitzvah, a person who makes a bar mitzvah for his son, Yivorech, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Lolom, that's with the shame and the malchus.
Shepetorani me'onsho shel zeh, who has released me, relieves me from the punishment of this one.
Who has released me from the punishment of this, and you can see he brings this down from the Maharil, and the Maharil actually said this bracha with the shame of Malchus at his own son's bar mitzvah. And then the Ramah says, though, the Tov Levarech below shame of Malchus. But it is better, really, not to say the shame of Malchus and just say Baruch Shepetrani. Now, why does he say that? Because it is indeed the fact that this bracha is not recorded in Shas. It's in the Medrash, which isn't quite the same thing. And there is a rule which the Rosh brings in Kiddushin, Perek Aleph, Mem Aleph, he says, also in Becharos,
that when you don't find a bracha written in Shas, you don't make the Sheinah Malchus. There is a bit of a dispute with certain other brachas in the same vein. The Nusach Sfad say Mekadesh Shemo Barabim, and we say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim. The Baruch Sheamar, Baruch Epstein writes in his Sefer, questioning the Sheinah Malchus on the bracha which women make, Shal Sani Kirt Sono, Minhag Yisrael. But it's not actually recorded in the Shas. We won't go off on a tangent. We'll keep to this topic. This bracha, which you say, is to say, I am now released from a punishment. And according to Rav Avadya Yosef in Yabia Omer Chelek Rav Kavtes, a man should also say this bracha when his daughter becomes bas mitzvah, because then he is no longer being punished for her averus either.
Are we really being free from punishment then? Let's have a look at the next handout, where you've got an extract from Hilchos Shabbos Shin Mem Gimel. But although this is talking about Shabbos, it's really referring to all halachas throughout the Shulchan Aruch. A child who does eat non-kosher food, a mevela, ain beis din mitzavin afrisha. The beis din are really powerless to stop him. A father has a duty to tell him off and to prevent him from doing so. The more writes in Mr. Daraisa, but the Mishnah Berurah says also Drabonon, Lachila Biodaimasa, but to physically give a child non-kosher food and to say, he's only a child, Osur, it's forbidden, Afilid Vom Shafsurim Midive Sophim, even rabbinical prohibitions. Vchain Osur Lagilo Bichilot Shabbos on the next page. So one may not accustom the child to do anything which breaks Shabbos. Don't tell the child to flick the light switch, Umoed, and on Yom Tov. Even rabbinical did it. Says the Ramada, I go up the Yesh Omrim, and some say, we're talking here about not accustoming a child to do B'chilul Shabbos, which implies that you might sometimes have the child do B'chilul Shabbos. That's only talking about a child, Shelo Higi Alechinuch, who hasn't yet reached the age of about 4 years old or so, where one has to educate. Once that child reaches the age of Chinuch, Tzrichim Afrisha, you have to separate him from all Isurim. V'yesh Omrim, and some say, Delo Shaya Chinuch Nebezdin, that the mitzvah of Chinuch is not on the Bezdin, Elo La'av Bilvad, but on the father. The cotton shehikes of it, Nebuch, if a child hits his father, Ovash Er Averus Bekatmuso, or done any Averus at all through his childhood, Afabish Ein Tzorich Teshuva, even though that child has not got to do Teshuva, because the child is not a Bar Own Shin, Kesheyigdal Mikol Mokam Tovlo Shikabal Alatzmo, Ezadova Lechuva. It is nice, it's correct for the child when he becomes an adult to do teshuva, the chapora, apapish, of akodem, shenasa, baronshin, even though these activities took place before he was punishable. So does that mean that a child is doing an aveira when he is a child? Or do we say he doesn't have a mind of his own, he's not a ben das, and therefore he's not doing anything at all? Or do we say, onus drachmana patre, that he's like forced, he can't help it? Or do we say, maybe he can help it, but we don't hold him responsible and we don't punish him? An interesting halacha when it comes to if he does damage, if he causes harm. And there isn't really any specific halacha which says that the parent has to pay back when the child does damage. The Mishnah in Bava Kama, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis, says that Cheresh Ota V'Kosan, who caused damage, they're potter from payment. They don't have to pay back. But it's mitzad logic from Savora that a parent will cover the damages caused by the child. I felt very troubled by this bracha, Baruch Shepherd Shani Me'ezhozeh, not because my child is doing lots of Averas Chasda Shalom, but the whole nature of the bracha. First of all, when the child becomes 13, you're still responsible for him after the age of 13, because if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, in this handout we've just had, he says that even after the age of 13, you still have a duty to rebuke him. The first page, Shin Mem Gimel, right-hand column, about just after halfway down, where the first word of the line is v'poshut. V'poshut im shoma livno v'vitzel k'tanim shem adabim loshon hara. If you hear the children saying loshon hara, mitzvah ligo b'hem, you have to tell them off. We'll have free shom mizet.
Very good job, everyone.
That's right. So what Cholitz Chaim writes here, I won't go through all the wording now because we've got quite a bit to get through. But what he writes is that the mitzvah of chinuch is up to the age of 13, but from the age of 13, there's a mitzvah of tochacha. Just like with anybody, there is a mitzvah of tochacha, to tell off somebody if they're doing something wrong. And because they're under your care and in your house and they're not even paying the rent, then they should, because they are so mechon, you listen to you more, so there's a mitzvah of tochacha to tell them off. But the mitzvah of chinuch stops at the age of bar mitzvah. But we know that the punishments which a child gets min hashamayim is not really till the age of 20. And if that's the case, maybe I am still responsible, maybe I am still getting punishments until the age of 20. And then why this style of baruch shepatrani mi osho shel zeh? Why not, you know, if I'm happy on a son's bar mitzvah, then maybe I should say thank you Hashem for giving me the zechus that I've reached this stage of life where my child has become a man, where he is now able to do the mitzvahs and get the reward. Put something positive into it. Why is it baruch shepatrani me'osha sholzeh that I, oh, thank goodness, I've washed my hands of this liability? It's a bit odd, and we're going to examine that.
Perhaps more so the other way, but you can try to emphasize to the child that you're now carrying your other just the way it's called from now on. Although actually until the age of 20
you're not far away, aren't you? Medina Shemayim, yes. And Medina Shemayim is really what we're talking about at the moment. The Beis Din can enforce after the mitzvah. The Beis Din can enforce, but there's two Medina Shemayim. So we say, I mean, the Arizal was very particular that even before the child reached the age of chinuch, nothing is done. He wrote that if a child is given treif food, it affects the neshama, and then it will affect its character later on and become a rasha, and we have to be careful from the very, very beginning how we treat our children. And we don't know how the subconscious is affected before the age. And there is a further issue, that a kotan shigya lechinuch, we say, is the age of 4 or 5, according to its intelligence. But a kotan which becomes bar havama, when it can understand things, is an earlier age, say poskim, maybe from the age of 3. So when it comes to doing Isurim, we should be even more careful at an earlier age than the age of Kotan Shigyal Achinuch, which might become a bit later. Now, the Lavush takes this whole Inyan and turns it completely opposite, completely upside down, and he says, the father is not saying anything about being relieved of being punished for sons, because the father is not being punished for his sons' Aveiros. On the contrary, he says, the son is suffering from the father's Averis. So, when he says, Baruch Shepotrani Mi'onsha Shalzeh, it's really the son, and really the son should be saying it, thank you for not now having to be punished for the sins of my father. Completely on its head. That's the Lavush. Up to 3 or 4 generations, children suffer for the misdeeds of their parents. Now we learn from Yecheskel, we learn from Yecheskel in Yudches and some other places, that really somebody is not punished for somebody else's Averis, but it's only when they've done Averis themselves that it might reflect on them and they will carry the burden of others. It's a big topic on its own, and we can't get too tied down in it, but there is a Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Gimel which says, "Ba'oven the dorim bonim meisim kishen gatanim." When a person carries out a sin of vows and not complying with his vows, chas v'shalom, his child could die as a result of that when they are katanim. Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Gimel. But nowhere do we find that parents die as a result of their children's aveiros. It's very hard to explain, maybe, that children might die because of parents. It says in the pasuk, Ish b'chet ha-yomus. And he says, Ish. What Ish? Ish means ben yud gimel. You're not an Ish until you're b'mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva writes in Perek Vav about when a person is punished for his sins and he's not being punished for the sins of others. But logically, then, according to the Levush, the son should say the bracha that I am no longer being punished for the sins of my father. And the Shach al HaTorah in Parashas Lech Lecha says the same thing, and he says that the son should say the bracha. Well, Baruch Epstein in Baruch She'omar, he says the same thing, the son should say the bracha. And what's his svara? He say, look, you can't say that it's the father saying I'm being punished for my son, because it carries on till the age of 20 anyway with his responsibilities, and the son isn't going to be punished till the age of 20. Therefore, why make the bracha now at the age of 13? As it says in the Gemara in Shabbos Peites, it's the age of 20 which matters. We know from the sin of the Meraglim in the Midbar that those who were punished were only 20 years old upwards. And then there's another thing, says Rav Baruch Epstein. Why doesn't it say, Baruch Shepatrani Mi'on Sheshel Bani, my son? What's the pshat Mi'on Sheshel there? It's a bit derogatory. Oh, this one over here, you know. This one who I'm pointing at just happens to be my son. But it sounds a bit inferior to say, O Sheshel Zeh, this one. As if we don't want to refer to him by name or as to who he is, as to whether he's really my son.
Sometimes, not the pure language, where you don't refer to the person with an indirect name, so that's referring to yourself.
According to the Baruch Shomar, he says this is an exercise in kibbud av. The child can't say the sins of my father, especially in public. It's not very nice. It's not decent. It's not polite. It's downright rude. So instead of saying me'onsho shel avi, the sins of my father, me'onsho shel zeh. And also to dress it up a bit more and cover it up a bit more, so instead of the child saying it, the father says it, that it doesn't look so conspicuous.
Well, I was trying to say this before, is that the father saying it about himself, not about the son. You know, it's like third person against himself.
Yeah? Okay, me'onsho shel zeh, of this one. That's another pshat. That when he says me'onsho shel zeh, because he's not saying b'ni, he's saying shel zeh of myself, but again, he's making it a bit discreet in the terminology, because it then won't hurt him so much to say publicly, my sins. That's another pshat given. So the son is joyful that he's become a mitzvah, and that he's going to get the schar now for his mitzvahs, but he can't say openly that he's off the hook of getting his the liabilities removed from his father's sins. So the Nahoras Noson writes in his Tshuvas Chelek Dalad, Lama Dalad, that he brings down that although a child is not punished for sins before the age of the mitzvah, he is punished for sins which relate to the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Those seven Noachide laws apply to all mankind, including juniors. So it's not logical to say that a Jewish child has less obligations than a non-Jewish child. So when it's Berech Hashem, that's the euphemism, blessing Hashem, Gezel stealing, Betzeach murdering, there's Din, the law courts, Eved Ben Achai, Dinim of Arroyos, Avodah Zarah. So the Chasam Sofer writes in his Tshuvas, in Yeredeah, Kuf Pei Dalet, that the child has a din of an adult when it comes to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Because when it comes to Matan Torah, we've got boundaries, we define what law applies to whom. But before Matan Torah, there aren't such shiurim, such boundaries. Therefore, when it comes to Arroyos, it's quite clear from Gemara and from Rambam, in Hilchos Issurei Biyot, that when Arroyos are wrongly committed, that there is a punishment. A kofon may be korban, it says, with Shifcha Charufa, Hilchos Issurei Biyot, Herek Gimel, Halacha Yud Zayin, and the Rambam, Kotam may be Karban Kashiyagdil, once he becomes. And if there's a married daughter below the age of 12, who does an us, she's forbidden to her husband. Rambam Hilchos Sota, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. So there is liabilities for children to an extent before they become a mitzvah. So there are other sources that Trumas Hadeshen brings down in Simas Samach Beis. If a Kotam does curse his father, it is a sin, it requires teshuvah. If he hits his parent, he requires teshuvah. If he's a false witness, requires teshuvah. If he steals, he's still a bar of honor, the Sefer Chassidim writes, therefore he's got to pay back. So, what is the din of a kotam? Is it that he's got Havonah and he has to keep all the mitzvahs, but he's not punished? Or is it he hasn't got to do anything and worry at all? Prima Godwin distinguishes between mitzvah saseh and mitzvah lo saseh. Mitzvah saseh, he'd be potter, but mitzvah lo saseh, he's warned, he's forbidden, but he's not punished. There's a midrash in Keheles which says that up to the age of 10 a child has no sins, but after the age of 10 it has the Yetzer Hara. It might not be punished, but it's got the Yetzer Hara from the age of 10 and then carries on. The Noam Elimelech writes, when a child is below 10 he's got temptation, but he hasn't got sufficient das, and his actions are regarded as the responsibility of his parents. They are responsible. That if they would train him with love, care and attention and the right education, then we're saying he wouldn't be doing these things. And they are responsible. Responsibility has to lie somewhere. The buck has to stop somewhere. But the child can't be held fully responsible for his actions. They can punish the child in the way they see fit. But it's not the child's responsibility in terms of being punished by the Beis Din Shel Malach or the Beis Din Shel Matzah. The Noam Elimelech writes that he did kapara because when he was a baby and he was being breastfed, he hit his mother, and he felt so bad that he hit his mother when he was such a young baby, and he was told that he was kicking his mother when he was inside her tummy before he was born. Okay. And the Arizal, the Ari HaKadosh, told his Talmid Reb Chaim Vital that he should fast for 3 days because Reb Chaim Vital confessed that when he was a young child he cursed his mother, and also that he was guilty of little Torah, and he told him to fast 2.5 days for that. And Hashem does judge the righteous, kechut hasara, and one has to be careful that even those misdeeds which we did in our past, which we might not have been punishable for then, we should still feel accountable for now. We know from the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Aleph that Eli HaKohen wanted to punish Shmuel for teaching halacha before his Rebbe. Shmuel was only 2 years old, but he wanted to punish him. We have to be careful. And if a father allows his son to do things after the age of bar mitzvah and doesn't stop him, doesn't rebuke him, then the father is responsible for that, for not rebuking him. There's an interesting idea which comes out from the Chasam Sofer. In Parshas Vayechi, the brothers of Yosef feel guilty for what they had done to Yosef. Yaakov Avinu was niftah, he had passed away, and Yosef had separated himself a bit from them, and they were wondering whether it was because of that, well, what they had done to him in the past. And we got this famous pasuk, Ono sono pesha. Please forgive our sin, please forgive for what we've done to you. And the Chasam Sofer says this was in order not only to do teshuva themselves, have kapara for themselves, but not to give a pegam to their father Yaakov. Because just like the sin affected those others in a forward type of direction, they didn't want it to rebound on the character of Yaakov Avinu, who was their father, in a backward direction. And interestingly enough, this is a palindrome. It reads backwards as well as forwards. Ono sono, with the pay of Pesha, because it started off with the pay of Yosef before. From that pay till the next pay is, I think it's 9 or 10 letters. It seems to be the longest palindrome in the Torah. What's the idea of it reading backwards as well as forwards? My fathers, I'll explain this to mean that it rebounds. When something is done badly to somebody else, it rebounds on you. It rebounds on your parents. And they were conscious of this. Sorry? Oh, thank you. The Nosnu. When somebody does good, the Nosnu, another famous palindrome, it comes back to you. You give tzedakah, you get it back multifold. That's the zechus, and that's how the Torah writes in that way. So we spoke about the Levush saying Baruch Shepatrani Me'osha Shozeh is in fact the child being relieved of the sins of the father. But the traditional explanation, which seems to be the majority view, we still have to accept, and that is, I am saying I'm relieved at not being punished at the sins of my child. And we haven't really explained the root of all this, how we can understand why am I doing this. You know, it's not that I'm celebrating a mitzvah when I say this. I'm not giving a shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I say this. What am I really doing when I say this bracha? Now, we started off quoting the Midrash in yesterday's parasha of Toldos. And you have, I don't have it in front of you, but the Midrash there says, Tzorich sheyomar baruch shepatrani me'en shel shozeh. It doesn't say, Tzorich levorech. It doesn't say, you must make the bracha. It says, Tzorich sheyomar, that one says. What's the difference? Well, there's obviously a very big difference. Now, you do have on your handout in front of you that it was brought down from the Maharil in the Ramah, Bar Mitzvah Yevorech. But no Bar Mitzvah Yevorech Baruch HaTzor. Okay. That was the view of the Maharil, to make a bracha. But behind the Maharil, before the Maharil, there isn't really any source which says that you make a bracha. All we have is the Medrash which says, Sheyomar, that one says. What is then the difference? What is the significance of the word Sheyomar? Yeah. It's Bracious Rabba. Yeah, but the Bracious Rabba doesn't say Tzorich Levorech. It says Tzorich Sheyomar. One says. That means when one says something, one's making a declaration about something. So if we just set aside the Maharil for the moment, who's got that view about the Bracha, if we take the Midrash Rabba on its own, it's that you're making some form of declaration. You're not making a bracha. Yeah. That's why the Ramah says there's no shame on Malchus, apart from the Rosh's rule that it's not recorded in Shas, and therefore you don't make shame on Malchus.
That's why you don't say,
Shechianu.
Because of the
implications. Alright, that is another subject. Why don't you say Shechianu when your son becomes a mitzvah? Well, let's look at it in another way. The Bar Mitzvah. The Bar Mitzvah is not just a time of festivity with lots of presents and drinking the L'chaim. Of course we want L'chaim, but having a real good meal when all the family comes together. But what is the Bar Mitzvah really all about? It's that this child now attains responsibility of becoming an adult, of receiving Schar Onesh. So what am I doing to my son when he becomes Bar Mitzvah? I'm giving him a delicate, discreet warning. And when I say it in public, it has perhaps a bigger impact on him than if I simply say it at home over the breakfast table. I'm saying to him in public, listen, my dear son, from now on, you're going to be punished for your sins. Baruch Shepatrani Me'osher Shozeh is a discreet and subtle way not to say it to him directly, to give him a warning in public, but just to announce, I am no longer being punished. What's the inference? What's the inference of saying, I am no longer being punished? It's to say to that son, listen here, from now on, you are being punished. The best tochacha, the best way of telling off somebody is by a hint, that you're not embarrassing them, that you're not putting them to shame. And that way, they feel it more easily, they take it better, and they take it seriously. Like in Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us tochachas, but he does it in certain discreet ways with a remez. So, okay, son, what I'm doing now is, the mantle, the key which is round my neck, I'm now taking off and I'm putting it round your neck. I am no longer responsible. From now on, you are responsible. And in that light, it's not a bracha at all. It's an azhara, a warning. It's a declaration. As it says in the Midrash, Tzorich Sheyomar. I'm now telling my son, look here, sonny boy, from now on, it's down to you. The buck stops here. I am no longer being punished. It's not just the presents which you've got to take into account on your Bar Mitzvah. It's not just the festivities. It's your responsibility as well. And may he and may all Klal Yisrael who reach the age have the zechus. And we know from Chazal that it's the tinokos shel beis rabbah. Why was Jerusalem destroyed? Says Gemara Shabbos in Kuf Yud Tes. Jerusalem was not destroyed except because they stopped the learning of the little children. Whatever we say about children, punished or not being punished, or being responsible or not being responsible, the whole essence of the Shechina resting on us, says the Parashas Drachim, is because the children are studying in the Beis HaMedrash. And when that happens, no nation can destroy us. And the Yismach Moshe says that this is what Paro knew. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, we want to go out from Mitzrayim, all of us, together, Binoreinu Mizkeinenu Neilech, so Paro says, why can't you leave your kids behind? If you want to go and pray for 3 days in the Midbar, okay, but you don't need to have your children with you. Binoreinu Mizkeinenu Neilech, what do we need our children for? Without our children, we don't have the Shechina resting on us. We need the voice of the Tinokos Shel Beis Rabban. And may the Jewish schools prosper and enrich themselves, because by their virtue, that the children having the sound of them from the Beis HaMedrash, that's how we survive. And that is how we can rely on our children and get the schar as a result of them, and not merely the onesh as a result of them. Thank you very much. Yes.